Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers, grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives. Hey everybody, welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle and our today's fusion hack. We're going to talk about something that's probably near and dear to most people's hearts, which is combating cravings.
Yes, we all combat cravings and emotionally charged eating. And, you know, this is when you're not necessarily hungry per se. You just really feel like you need that piece of chocolate.
Well, who doesn't need it? I mean, when is chocolate not a good idea? Well, it's not a good idea if it doesn't fit your macros. But beyond that, as we talk about these things, we're going to kind of cover 4 points. And these 4 points are just really to kind of help you get over that craving. It's an urge. So that means that something is signaling your body, but it may not be actual hunger. It may just be something that's psychological or emotional that's driving you to want to eat something or fill that need. So the first point that we will raise with you is to be present. And in being present, it just simply is, where are you in that be here now? Okay, what is going on right now? Am I really hungry, or is this a craving that is being spawned from something that I'm seeing around me? Is there something on TV? Is there something that I just listened to? Was there a smell? What is the stimulus?
Am I just bored?
Am I bored?
I mean, I feel like for me, the cravings a lot of times will hit once I have all my work done. Because when I'm busy, I'm just not thinking about food. A lot of times I actually have to purposefully break to eat because my mind is engaged. And then as soon as I disengage, then all of a sudden, those chips really sound good. And it's usually not the most healthy foods when it's cravings versus hunger. It's usually, you know, we just want a snack on, you know, very palatable types of food.
And as we talk about that really kind of takes us to the last thing, which is use your tools. But let's go in order. So the first thing is to be present. The second thing is to create space between the stimulus and the response. So stimulus is, okay, I'm bored. Just to continue with the example that you gave, hey, I'm bored. Man, some chips really sound good right now. There's a Frito-Lay commercial on TV. Those potato chips look really good. I want to get those potato chips right now. So
Doritos.
That'll work too. nacho-style Doritos. It's creating that space between, oh, my God, I have that craving, and then what is my response? Is my initial response then to go grab that food item or that cheat, or is it to give myself a little bit of space between that stimulus and that immediate response of filling that need or that perceived need?
Right. And there's a lot of things that you can do to help to shift your mind or shift your state of being. If, you know, even changing your body's temperature, going and doing an ice bath or doing a hot Epsom soak or taking a walk out around the block, getting some fresh air, maybe calling, you know, a friend or a family member you haven't talked to for a while, that's going to get your mindset engaged. I mean, there's so many things you can do. You can drop and give me 20 and do some push-ups or some jumping jacks and just get moving, get blood flow, things like that. And, you know, creating that little bit of space, that way, you know, once you come back to it, if you're still feeling like you need to eat something at that point, then you can go, okay, maybe it's actual real hunger. How do I want to, you know, and depending on what your goals are at that point, you can decide what it makes sense to eat.
And as we talk about this, let's differentiate. Hey, look, that one piece of chocolate, that one potato chip is not going to kill you, and it's not going to derail you, but it's not that one potato chip. It's the one potato chip followed by the second, the 12th, the 14th. It's the fact that craving can oftentimes, and usually does, lead to a spiral. And that spiral can then get you in that mindset of, F it, I'm off my plan today, so I might as well eat whatever I want. And so that's why we tell you, and the tip here is to create that space between the stimulus and response. This third item is related to that, which is look at what is triggering you in that moment and journal that if you can. Are you watching the Food Network? We used to joke about people watching food porn. A lot of athletes will go through this, you know, a diet of restriction, and they are just fantasizing about food. And I never quite understood that, but I mean, I understand it. I just, it's not something that appeals to me, but I do understand that, you know, when you are food focused like that, then that is going to be a trigger for you and that may set you off. So what are those triggers and can you identify those? If you know the food network is something that triggers you when you're dieting, then maybe don't turn on the food network. If you know that being driving by the Wonder Bread factory, which causes that smell to come in, that bakery smell, which can be so overpowering, if that triggers you, then identify that trigger and maybe take a different route that day.
I love that you brought up the food porn thing, because I always like to give the example of when I actually earned my pro card at the USA's. I was backstage and I was sitting and chatting with another athlete, and she said, "Do you want to see some food porn?" And I'm going, "Oh my gosh!" The way she said it was kind of funny. So she pulls out this book that she had made. It was a collage, and she had cut out all these pictures of all these foods that she was going to eat after the show. And then I would talk to other athletes that were basically hoarding all of these, you know, foods that they couldn't wait to eat till after the show. And one of the things I realized about myself is the more I focused on food and the more I thought about it, the more I obsessed about it, the more chances that I was going to go off track after right. the show and not in a good way. I mean, we want to be able to have a balanced approach to things. And you know, if you've never competed before, once you've gone through this intense dieting process and your body fat's very low, you're not producing as much ghrelin that's telling your brain that it's full, or your leptin tells your brain that it's full, and then your ghrelin that's telling you to eat more. You're producing lots of ghrelin, not enough leptin. Your body's just wanting to eat more. So the more input you're giving yourself, the more chances you're going to derail, you know, your process of properly coming out and reversing out of your shell.
Right. And so the last point here is to use your tools. And when we talk about tools, journaling is a tool. Meditation is a tool. Walking is a tool. Creating some level of distraction during that space between stimulus and the response. These are all tools available to you. You talked about doing push-ups. You talked about taking a shower, a cold plunge, doing something, some activity to, yes, you're distracting yourself, but you're also then rechanneling that energy of that craving into something more constructive and something more positive and something that does not tear you down. It's just getting over that stimulus. So our four points here are be present. The second one is create space between the stimulus and response. The third is to identify your triggers and to journal those if you can. And the fourth one is to use your tools. Find some way to channel that craving into something more constructive and positive.
That's right.
Did I cover them all?
Yep. Control yourself, control your environment, and you're going to be successful.
That wraps up our Fusion Hack today. Be good to yourself, be good to those around you, and be safe.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @FitBodyFusion.